Got to be me. Well, anyways, it's got to be Mike Kozzi. It's got to be sports. It's got to be the fact that I actually got a win in the NFL last night. I woke up this morning and surprise, surprise, the Bears beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys, the NFL East, the NFC East is just one big.
The Bears stink too.
Yeah, but the NFC East is the worst. I'm sorry. It's from top to bottom. It's absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrible. It's embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing? Who cares?
Because if you're a fan of one of those teams, it's got to be embarrassing.
Your team sucks.
That's right.
Face the facts.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. I don't know. So, anyways, I went and did you watch any of the game?
No.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of it either, so I can't even.
I flipped it on for like 10 seconds, saw the score, said I lost, and turned it back off.
The only thing that's
care less.
The only thing that's good about this,
the season's almost over. That's what's good about it.
Also, Jerry Jones is going through a worse season than I am.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. He doesn't have two wins. He's got more than two wins.
That's right, but he's paid.
Remember
for
what your old coach said. Your record says what you are.
I know, but you've got to remember, I didn't pay for my two wins. He's paid for his 6-7 record. I haven't paid for mine. I don't buy season's tickets anymore. I don't buy merchandise. I don't do any of that stuff. I just root for my team, and if they lose, I'm Jerry Jones. It stays with him longer. I'm sorry. It stays with him longer.
Yeah, he's got deeper pockets, too, so.
Yeah, he certainly does.
All relevant.
He's got Jerry World. You're darn right he's got deeper pockets.
Yep.
I've got a 1,200-square-foot
house. Just remember, they may be 6-7, but he's still making money.
And I've got a 1,200-square-foot house in Lakeville, in Salisbury, Lakeville, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. He's still making money.
All right. So, anyways, we're finished with the Cowboys for right now, but now we have to go about picking this week's games. I'm all set to pick mine.
I wrote mine down.
Okay. We're going to start off first with the Packers over the Redskins.
Ditto.
All right.
I got a feeling we got all the same games.
I don't know if we got all the same games or not.
I think we might.
But that's where I'm starting off first, okay?
Yeah.
My second game is I'm going to take this is where I think we're going to differ. I'm going to take the 49ers over the Saints.
Yep. We're different there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take that. And I am going to take, just for the hell of it, the Dolphins over the Jets.
Oof. No, we're not the same. Mm. You must be drinking. Why would you even touch that game?
Because it's such a bad game.
Oh, my God.
So what are your games?
I like the 49ers, too, but I'm not picking them. Yeah. I got Green Bay, like you said.
Yeah.
I'm taking Houston, and I'm taking Seattle. So Houston is playing who? I know Seattle's playing.
The Rams, yeah.
No.
Seattle, the
Seahawks? Rams.
Yeah.
Or is it the Rams or the Raiders?
The Rams.
The Rams, I'm taking that game. And Houston's playing Denver. So I got Green Bay, Houston, and Seattle, and you took Green Bay, San Francisco, and Miami.
Yeah, I think you'll catch up. You'll make up the one you lost last night on me.
Who knows?
Yeah,
you never know. It's the NFL.
You know, I'm looking at the at Major League Baseball for a second, and geez, there's a lot of good free agents out there this year.
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
But potentially good. I'm not going to say because nothing's ever a lock, but there's some big names out there.
Yeah, and they're going to get overpaid and drive the salaries up, and baseball goes into its tailspin once again.
I am, but you just look at the Zach Wheeler's already picked up and gotten rich. You got
who?
Zach Wheeler. You know he's
oh yeah, well, he's good.
He's already got his money. Garrett Cole's is out there. Strasburg, Rendon, Bumgarner. Didi Gregorius. I mean, there's some guys that are going to bring in some big money.
They should.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are pretty good, but then after them, I think there's a drop.
Yeah, there's a drop, but there's like five or six really big names out there that seem to be a good acquisition for your team, but you never know, as the Phillies found out last year with their big acquisition.
No. We knew that wasn't a good acquisition. The media said it was a great acquisition. We said it wasn't. Yeah. These guys will help their team a lot more than Harper will.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, especially a pitcher. A pitcher is so important nowadays. That's the biggest thing.
Harper is what he is. He'll hit a 900-foot home run, maybe two in one game, and then go to sleep for a month. I mean, he's got more holes in his swing than the streets in New York. So he is what he is. He's a 270 hitter that hits a couple of meaningless home runs and drives in a few runs. He's not an MVP player by any stretch of the imagination. The media makes him to be God's gift to Earth, but God's gift to Earth wears an Angels uniform, and his name's Mike Trout, not Bryce Harper. Remember, Bryce, not worth the price, Harper.
There's one other to add in there, and that's Verlander. He's God's gift to Earth.
Well, he didn't do so good in the postseason this year.
No, but he did up until this year. He did. He came back from nobody really wanting him to being what he is, which is being.
And just remember, Bumgarner could be that same type of pitcher. He just hasn't been given the opportunity for a couple of years because the Giants been pretty bad. But he's going to make a big difference to somebody who picks him up. And if it's a team that has pitching, and he's going to settle down that staff, and they'll learn a few things from him. So not only will he help you win the field, he's going to help you with your staff become better too.
All right. Anything else in sports?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
The Knicks improved.
What?
Yeah, they got better.
How?
They only lost by 37 last night. At home.
Oh, God. There.
Now, let me tell you, I was at the Garden 2 weeks ago, and you more or less have to pay to put your feet on the floor.
Yeah.
Everything you do there costs you money.
Yeah.
Why do people go to these games?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I'd sooner play lottery tickets than go see the Knicks. You got a better chance of making a few bucks. Even if you lost 999 times in the lottery and won once, that's more pleasure than you're going to get by going to watch the Knicks play and lose almost every night.
Unless you're a fan of a team.
No. If you're a fan, you need to go see a psychiatrist.
No. Unless you're a fan of the team that's coming in.
That's true, too, but you're not going to pay that much of a price to go. You're better off flying to the city and watch that team play than go in the Garden.
That's right.
I mean, the Knicks are awful.
They are terrible. The worst. They're just embarrassing.
Out of all the bad New York teams,
they're the worst.
The Mets, the Jets, the Giants, whoever you want to put on the list, they're on the top.
Yep.
Because they've stunk for over 20 years.
Not just
the last time they were relevant was the early 90s when they lost to Houston.
Huh.
That was a long time ago. I think Hakeem Olajuwon is a great grandfather already.
Oh, they are the worst. The worst of the worst.
It's
all right. With all that good news, it's time for us to head to the weekend, Mike.
Oh, man, no racing?
Oh, God, I didn't think there was any racing, but if there's
this
racing.
This is my New York swan song until the lilies bloom again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Causey, and he's off to the track.
Aqueduct. This is it. You won't hear me say aqueduct now until March. But we're going to go with the last three races of the day tomorrow. The eighth race is the Moselle. It's a mile and an eighth, $250,000 for this for two-year-old fillies. I'm just looking at a couple of horses in here. One's the five-horse, Alondra. Ran a nice race at Keeneland and Alcibiades, grade one. This horse is bred to run two turns. A lot of these horses have never been two turns, so that's a feather in the hat of the five, Alondra. Same can be said for the nine, Blame Debbie. This horse won a maiden special weight by almost four lengths at Keeneland over opening weekend. This horse is bred top and bottom by Blame and Invasor to go to distance, as it showed at Keeneland. And one horse that hasn't gone the distance but has some nice breeding, won by 12 last out at Aqueduct, is the 12 horse, Lake Avenue. So 5-9-12 exact the box in the eighth at Aqueduct tomorrow. By the way, that race being, even though it's the eighth race, it gets dark early at 3:13. Now the ninth race is the boys' version of the Remsen for another $250,000. Real quick here, I'm looking at the 2-4 exact the box. Forza Dioro, one at Belmont, going a mile and a 16th, be it one turn though, folks. The 4 Ajaweed, which is my top pick in this race, ran fourth in the Breeders' Futurity, got beat by Maxfield, who was the best 2-year-old colt in training. Probably would have made a shambles in the Breeders' Cup, but the horse was injured prior to the race. So my top pick in that race is going to be the 4, Aja Whedon, and the 2, Forza D'Oro. And brings us to the last grade one of the year in New York, the $750,000 cigar handicap. The favorite's going to be the fake horse of the year, Maximum Security. There's speed to run with him outside of him, which is going to make him run, and I think it's going to set it up for two horses here. One is going to be the 4, Pat on the Back, who's 15-1. This horse has run one-turn miles very, very well if you look at his past performances, so he's a one-turn specialist. And the horse that ran second to Maximum Security going 7 furlongs last time he was getting to him at the end, the 10 horse, Tale of Silence, who's 20-1. They're going to be my two top plays in the Cigar Mile tomorrow. So Maximum Security at probably 40 cents on a dollar is going to be a skip to my loo for me. I'm going to go with the 4-10, 10-4 exacta box and put a few bucks on Tale of Silence to put some Christmas money in my pocket. So last week of aqueduct racing for me until March.